Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. I am here on Sunday evening. It's for me, it's kind of a, it's been a really tough couple of weeks for all parents, particularly parents that have kids that are in high school or grade school or any school. I actually had a cousin who was in at Douglas High School during the massacre. And today I said goodbye to my farewell to my son who is being deployed to Afghanistan. And, many of you listeners have been with me for 20 years since I started Mom Talk Radio when my children were very big. You know, I was writing him a note and I said to myself, no one prepares you for the note that you're going to write your child when you're sending them to a war zone. And, I did that today, and I thought about also how often we as Americans don't realize that we're just sending over 20-something-year-old kids, you know, your kids, my kids, our husbands, fathers, and sometimes we just forget in the day-to-day chaos of our life. So as of today, I just want to remind us all that there are families who are sacrificing for us, and that every now and then we need to just stop and say, hey, you know, let's remember the soldiers that are overseas. And not only the soldiers, I actually have a daughter who's in Africa in the Peace Corps. So, yes, I don't sleep very much at night, but let's remember those volunteers that are all over the world, too, serving the United States. It's just a little reminder. So when we return, we've got a really great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about so many different topics. And I want to really quickly thank our sponsor, Premama. Premama is a nutritional supplement that you can put into your orange juice or your smoothie so you don't have to drink that or try to swallow that big old horse pill when you need prenatal vitamins. It also comes in a lot of different formulas that help the mom and expectant mom, no matter if you're lactation or prenatal or a sleep and digestive supplement. It's all there. You can go to drinkpremama.com to find the products, but they're also at CVS, Target, Amazon, and other specialty stores. So when we return, we're going to be talking with Dr. Susan Jones, and she's going to be giving tips for parents and caregivers to help your kids learn from the hashtag MeToo movement. So when we return, hashtag MeToo and how you can help your children understand what's going on in today's media.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am delighted to have with us today Dr. Susan W. Jones. She's assistant professor of psychiatry, Virginia Treatment Center for Children. She has just a myriad of long experience in treating children and adolescents. And there's so much going on right now that we could ask Dr. Jones. We're going to start with the Me Too movement. I'm sure we'll throw in a little gun control at the end there if we have time. But welcome, Dr. Jones, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I just have to ask you a broad question. Our children see what's happening with the Me Too movement, but there's also so much going on in the media right now that just cannot be ignored. Is there an overriding, approach or something we should be telling our children, regardless of what movement is happening on CNN or Fox every night?
Overall, it's best to limit your child's exposure to the media, depending on their age, of course, with very young children, or watch with them. And then you're available to answer questions as they come up. But, of course, frightening or disturbing images for young children can really impact them in a different way than older children.
Right. The other thing that as parents we try to instill in our children is gender equality. And at times it's not very easy to do that. Can you talk about what's going on right now with the Me Too movement and how you think it's affecting our kids?
Well, from what parents are telling me, kids are coming to them with a lot of questions about what does this mean and what is it about? And, you know, honestly, it hasn't been gender specific that some men and some women have come forward and said that they were victims of sexual harassment or abuse. It's really about a power differential. A person who has power over another person uses that person for their own sexual gratification. And where's one of the biggest power differentials in our society? It's between an adult and a child. Mm-hmm. So very early on, we're telling children, keep your hands to yourself, right? So right. I think this is something to begin with for young children to say, keep your hands to yourself, but also that you would expect other people don't touch your body without your permission. And to plant those seeds early that the person has rights over their own body, they shouldn't expect other people to violate those rights, and to be sure that they know if someone's doing this to you and they're touching you, you come to me, the mom, the dad, the caretaker, and I will investigate this, I will believe you and support you.
And that advice goes for regardless if you have a son or a daughter, right?
Right.
And so what about, is there things that we can do and questions that we can ask while they're like, are there opportunities throughout the day? So like while we're watching maybe TV together or news or we're reading a book or we're watching a movie, are there opportunities where we can open that discussion? Because a lot of times, you know, we get busy and we never have those discussions.
I think that is the point is in our busy lives to take time and opportunities throughout the day and just check in with your child. How are things going? Did you have a good day? Are you feeling happy? What are you looking forward to? That's something I often ask when I interview children, like, tell me something you're excited about or you're looking forward to, so you can see that there are things in their lives that are bringing them joy. And there's multiple opportunities when you're driving with a kid, when hopefully people are sitting down and having dinners, playing games with your kid. And you know, what's all over the media and social media is the effects of electronics on kids and the smartphones. And I see it here all the time. Kids are in the waiting room and their parents are on the phone and they're on the phone, even very young children. And I've been thinking, I really want to put card games in our waiting room so that parents and kids are interacting with each other and put away the phone. Maybe even have an electronics free time from the time the homework's done till bedtime, so where the kids are not preoccupied with going through a phone. The parents aren't preoccupied with checking their email or their phone or Facebook. And there can be really that human connection and experience that we know having good, supportive, healthy connections with the parents helps build resilience and a healthy self-esteem.
So one of the other things you also talk about is building a child's self-worth. And I'm just wondering, in this day and age where it seems that the number of likes you get on Instagram is the way that most kids build their self-confidence, how do you do that?
Well, by having very loving, healthy relationships with your kid where you're disciplining them, of course, not letting them get away with everything, but disciplining in a loving manner. Well, you broke the rule, you know the rule, here's your punishment. And not belittling them or making fun of them when they make a mistake. And also to have this attitude, I always say to kids, everybody makes mistakes. I make mistakes every day. You can't go back and undo them. All you can do is learn from them and go forward instead of dragging them down or really harming their self-esteem when they've done something wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the first step. And then also opportunities for success. I always say to my kids here, not every brain is good at everything. So maybe a child who's struggling at school, you make sure that they're plugged into some sports or musical instruments or things that they feel good about. Mm-hmm. And just to have all kinds of opportunities. Volunteer work is another one where kids can do a lot to help out, and then that helps them feel good about themselves. Even chores around the house. Chores give them a part of belonging, a sense of community in the family, and I'm a helpful part of this family, and that really helps also build a healthy self-esteem.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love the fact that you mentioned volunteer work, because I do think that there is so much to be gained from volunteering, because it's a really great family activity as well. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Jones, for being here with us today on Mom Talk Radio, and very good points. And we're going to make sure that we post some of that on Mom Talk Radio. So thank you so much for being here with us today. You know,
sure.
As our children grow up, I cannot emphasize how important I think family volunteerism is, because it really, it's one of those things where in most cases, technology is not involved. It gives you the opportunity to really get out there, roll up your sleeves with your child and feel fulfillment together, like feel the fulfillment together and know that you're making a difference. It really translates into so many wonderful things in your child's life. And I guess I must have hit the home run there with the two out of the four children now outside of the United States volunteering to serve others. So take it from me, it works. So we're going to turn the spotlight when we return on one mom who is saving a lot of money, and she's going to tell you the secrets to how you can save money as well.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I am excited to have the spotlight turned on a mom who's doing pretty amazing things when it comes to not only saving money for her own family, but saving money, teaching others how to save money. She is known online as supersavingmoms.com. And Elizabeth joins us. She's the mom of three, and you can find her on Twitter at supersavingmoms with a Z at the end. Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing some of your busy day.
Yeah, thank you so much, Maria, for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
I love the fact that you help other moms save money. And I'm kind of wondering, like, where, like, a lot of times in your day-to-day spending, there's, like, just, I guess, secret places that you never think, or, like, you spend money and you don't realize it. What, like, when you look at someone's savings, like, where do you think are the hidden gems of saving money?
Well, I think on the everyday items that we buy. So there's so many things that we have to get, including gas, groceries, and there's different reward programs and companies out there that you can get cash back, reward points, just for purchasing the things that you have to purchase every day anyway. So why not get something back? I try to make it as simple and easy and painless as possible so that you're not having to even think about it.
So what are some of the better ones that you recommend?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. It's so hard. But let's say for your gas and grocery purchases, there's lots of different programs. There's plenty that you can get reward points for shopping at Macy's on your AT&T phone bill, but then also works at gas stations. So I choose to fill up at Mobil and use my Plenty Rewards number right before I pay for my gas. And probably every three fill-ups, I get $4 to $10 off, depending on how much I've driven that past month.
That's awesome. Like, and I have that card, but I never even thought to do that. I thought, oh, well, it's good at Macy's and that's about it. That's crazy. Okay. Shame on me. Any other ones that come to mind?
Yeah, so you have now Just For You, which used to be solely at Safeway and Vons, but have added now Albertsons has taken part, and they've all joined together. And that's good at your Chevrons. And so you can just use your sign up for Just For You when you do your grocery shopping at Albertsons or at Vons or at Safeway. You get points that then will give you discounts on your gas at the participating gas stations, such as Chevron.
Tell me what else moms will find on your blog.
I break it down. And just giving a little background, I started Super Saving Moms for myself. I was a stay-at-home mom. I wanted to give back to my family somehow, contribute, whether that be saving money, getting free products, couponing, finding free things to do. So supersavingmoms.com became my resource so I could remember, okay, what sites do I go to for my coupons? What sites do I go to for my free samples? What sites do I go to find free events? What sites do I go to find ways to earn cash back, earn money, earn gift cards? And what sites do I use for product testing? So I've really broken it down in those different categories on the site with all of the my favorite resources that are proven, that work, that I use every single day, so that not only can I benefit from that, but now I can share it with other families, other moms. And don't get me wrong, it's not just Super Saving Moms. I have a lot of Super Saving Dads that follow me as well. So,
so couponing. Let me. We have just a couple minutes. What's the easiest way to do couponing at the grocery store in 60 seconds or less?
I think the digital ones are the easiest. Yeah, because people hate cutting coupons and don't want to spend time doing that. So definitely digital coupons. You've got Ibotta, Checkout 51. I mentioned Just For You, so a lot of the grocery stores now have their own apps with digital coupons. Target, Sprouts has digital coupons. And as you're shopping, you can just pull up their app, click on what you're buying, and you just have them scan your phone or just with your phone number get the discount right then and there. No having to cut paper coupons.
Well, I want to make sure I tell everybody where they can find you because it's really, really good stuff. You can find Elizabeth and all of her wisdom at supersavingmoms.com. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. And if you want to save some money, check it out because Elizabeth said it right. She has taken all of the work out of it for you. So check it out. And thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing some of your day with us. And as you are approaching Easter and you're looking for great deals and really cool toys for your Easter baskets, check out the Tree Fairy Hollow that's available at Target. It comes from Play Monster. And gotta check it out. Your children will love it.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
I am excited to have with us a actual fellow Seminole from FSU. Both of us have degrees from Florida State. And but Michelle did a lot more with hers. She wrote a book called Mindful Parenting in a Messy World. It's an Amazon bestseller. And she's a mindful educator, corporate trainer, executive coach, and podcast host. She's on a mission to support parents in staying meaningfully connected to themselves and their families. And I want to jump right in because Michelle has so much wisdom in this world and on this topic. So, Michelle, welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, and go Seminoles.
Let me just ask right up front, mindful parenting, I get that, but a messy world. How do you describe your messy world?
Our messy worlds are really just the stuff of our lives, right? It's just from the moment we wake up in the morning and the first thing goes sideways, right? We don't expect anything to go sideways. It just kind of begins. And so a messy world is just the stuff of our lives, really, from day to day. You know, it might be that, you know, everything seems to be kind of plugging along. You're cooking breakfast and all of a sudden the waffles burn, right? Or, you know, you seem to be getting ready for work and you're going to leave on time. And, you know, one of the dogs barfs on the rug. So it's just our lives. Yeah.
How do you find mindful? Because I think for some moms, I guess only doing one thing at a time, they would consider that mindful parenting, right? But how do you define it?
So mindfulness is just paying attention on purpose. Right? That's kind of one of the definitions of mindfulness. It moves us from being on this autopilot state where we're really not noticing what's happening from moment to moment. It moves us from autopilot to aware. So mindfulness can be woven in anywhere in our day. And doing one thing at a time doesn't necessarily make us mindful, because we could be doing one thing and doing something but paying no attention, right? Most of us have had the experience of driving from one place to another and arriving and kind of having that stunned feeling of, I don't remember the drive, right? I was just on autopilot. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even remember getting there. So we can be doing just one thing and do it mindlessly. So mindfulness, let's just bring that precious attention to that thing that we're doing, tasting the sweetness of the strawberry, smelling the clean hair of our child when they get out of the shower, really being in that meeting in your organization and really sensing into what's going on for the person who's speaking and what they're trying to share.
So whenever I hear the word mindfulness, I always think back to the best piece of parenting advice that I ever got. And to put it into context, I had 3 children in less than 20 months at one point.
Whoa.
And someone once said to me, when you have a conversation with your children or you're talking to your children, look at the whites of their eyes when you're talking to them. And I'm going to tell you, it's hard to do. Try it. And I challenge my audience to try it. It is really hard because you're making mac and cheese and you're trying to answer a math question and you're trying to check homework and answer an email. And it's hard to look in your child's, you know, in the whites of their eyes. But it really, once I taught myself how to do that, it really made the difference in connecting with my child and being present with them.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And, you know, something I often teach when I'm working with parents or in corporate is mindful listening. And it's, you know, it is not necessarily just looking into the whites of the eyes, but really, you know, and you can't listen mindfully every moment of the day, right? This is something we pause and take in, you know, a few times a day, hopefully. And maybe it's before they're going to school and you're going to work and they're trying to share something with you and you pause and you may look in the whites of their eyes and you really just listen. And you pay, as you're listening to them, you're also noticing, am I trying to respond right now? Am I getting my answer ready in my mind, right? So it's not only putting your attention on them, but it's also noticing the internal dialogue going on for ourselves and quieting that and really just receiving whatever it is that they're trying to share.
Let's talk a little bit about how you believe that we should be working on fixing ourselves rather than our kids. Why do you say it in that order?
I think it's a bit of an epidemic with parents. And I think it's an epidemic with human beings. You know, they say, there's that saying, you know, when you're pointing at someone, there's 3 fingers pointing back at you, you know, when you're blaming someone for something. There's a problem out there in the world, and we're talking through the lens of parenting right now. So if there's something going on with our children and they are the problem, we want to pause and say, what is my part in this, right? Let me work on me first. So if I think that they are on their phone too often, let me pause and say, what am I modeling? How addicted am I to my technology? So it doesn't mean they don't have a problem with their phone. You know, they very well may, but let's clean up ourselves first so we can come to them with a different kind of integrity in our request.
I actually have something on my refrigerator that says, don't worry about what you say to your children because they're listening to all of your actions. So
exactly.
I totally agree with you. Like, I think what frustrates us about our children is that we see ourselves in them. And that's what really frustrates us, is like, we would like to correct something in ourselves, you know, that we can't see. Can you just talk a little bit about beamindfulparent.com? How can, what parents will find there, and also where they will find your book?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble. If
If they happen to live in Marin County and north of San Francisco where I live, the book passage also carries it here. And beamindfulparent.com is my website. You can find free meditations there, links to any events I'm doing. I have some events going on the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States right now. And I'm going to be developing some online programs and probably some membership type site to be able to support parents and community. So if they go to that site and just add themselves to my community email list. I don't send out a ton of email, but I will look forward to keeping in touch with your listeners and being able to support them, I hope.
Well, that's really great. And I'm just going to end by quoting something that Michelle says, and that is, one of the greatest gifts we give to our children is to take care of ourselves. And I totally agree with you on that one, Michelle. So there you go. We both picked a great university to attend, and we both agree on the greatest gift is taking care of ourselves. So I want to remind everyone, you can go to Mom Talk Radio. It's beamindfulparent.com where you'll find Michelle. So thanks, Michelle, for sharing some of your wisdom with us today, and good luck with everything. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to the National Children's Cancer Society and some of their patient and family services that they offer.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am joined today by Julie Komaneski. She is the Vice President of Patient and Family Services at the National Children's Cancer Society. She works tirelessly and compassionately with the families there, and she has for over 20 years. She currently serves in the capacity of vice president, overseeing all the programs and services and taking a no matter what approach to a clear path through the labyrinth of childhood cancer and survivorship so that families can be strong and positive. So I'd like to welcome her as we are moving, or we just passed International Childhood Cancer Day, but it's a day that we should think about the year long. So we're happy to have Julie with us today. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Maria. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much for all the families that you take care of. I know it just, you got to be a special person to be able to do your job.
I am very honored to do the work that I do. It's humbling and rewarding at the same time.
I can't believe that there is an estimated 15,270 children diagnosed with cancer each year. That is a huge number, and it breaks my heart.
It is a significant number. That number actually represents children diagnosed with cancer in the United States. An equally impressive number, Maria, is that there are over 400,000 survivors of childhood cancer alive in the United States today.
Well, that's great. That's a great number. So you also provided me with some stats that the average cost of childhood cancer to a family is about $833,000. Where do families get that money?
So that's a number that comes from the Environmental Protection Agency. And, you know, that includes the costs of treatment as well as the economic impact to families. We do survey families at the National Children's Cancer Society who come to us for assistance. And we know that 95% of the families that we help say that childhood cancer has been a burden for their families. So a big part of what we do is trying to provide the support that families need to get through this so that they can really focus on their child instead of on the finances.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about the National Children's Cancer Society. Like, what do they do? How do we donate? And what happens with those donations?
Absolutely. I would love to share that with you. So we offer four main programs, and all of our programs are really based on providing direct support to families to help them right here, right now, while they're in crisis. The first program that we offer is called the Transportation Assistance Fund, and it is our most frequently utilized program, Maria, and that's because it helps families with their most basic need, which is getting their child to treatment. You know, we say here the best treatment in the world doesn't matter if you can't afford to get there. So for families who are facing such a financial burden, it's important to us to make sure they have the resources that they need to get their children to treatment. And for some families, that's traveling across town, but for many families, it's traveling across the state or even across the country to get the care that they need for their child. So that's a big part of what we do. We also offer an emergency assistance fund, and that fund provides financial assistance to families who really have the sickest children. It is financial assistance that is provided for families who are away from home for a minimum of 30 days in order to get their child treatment. So maybe a child has to be inpatient for a long time. We have a family support program, and that program allows our case management staff to really provide practical and emotional support to the parents or guardians of these children. They spend a lot of time not only listening to parents' concerns, but also helping parents advocate for their child's needs, whether it be at the hospital or within their school, and then providing resources to other agencies as necessary. And lastly, we offer a Beyond the Cure survivorship program. I mentioned those 400,000 survivors in the United States today. You know, the reality of cancer treatment, Maria, is that it also causes long-term health problems, which are known as late effects. Mm-hmm. And many times these late effects don't happen until years after treatment has ended. Survivors aren't always aware of those long-term health problems, and unfortunately, neither are the doctors that are seeing them years later. So the National Children's Cancer Society does our best to prepare survivors and their families for what comes later. And we do that through a variety of ways. We have an online information center.
I really want to get in here before we have to say goodbye. We just have 1 minute, and I want to make sure that everyone knows how they can donate to this cause. So can you just briefly tell us how to do that?
Folks can visit us online for more information or to donate. Our web address is thenccs.org.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And we have a link to that on Mom Talk Radio so that if you weren't able to get it, but you find a little bit in your heart that you want to help some of these 15,000 families that are affected by cancer, please go to the website and donate. You know, think about it. That could go so far into helping a family that is in need. And do it in celebration of all of your healthy children, because sometimes when we do things in celebration, it also puts good karma out there. So thank you very much, Julie, for joining us. And we have a link to donate on Mom Talk Radio. You know, as we are approaching the holiday season, Easter. If you're making an Easter basket, you might want to check out smartmomsolutions.com. There I have a whole bunch of different ideas for creating that special Easter basket that your child will love on April 1st. Yes, that's also Easter and April Fool's Day this year. When we return, we have author Steve Simpson with us. He's going to talk about the characters in his young adult books.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I am delighted to have with us today author Steve Simpson. He is the author of 4 different adult fiction novels, and his characters really come from an interesting place. I'll let him talk a little bit about that, but he has been on CNN, Fox News, ABC, CBS. He's been on the Maury and the Ricky Lake Show. He has been everywhere. And now he's on Mom Talk Radio to talk about his books and the themes that come out in those books. So welcome, Steve, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me.
So there's 4 novels that you have: Runaway, The World Is Wrong, Child's Island, and Who Am I? Can you talk a little bit about them and what's unique about them?
Sure. If any teacher in any classroom today walked in front of a classroom and said, I have a book on suicide, I have a book on child abuse, or who here is a child of an alcoholic, whose parents is an alcoholic, no one's going to raise their hand and ever ask for that book. Meanwhile, one of every five kids today is a child of an alcoholic. Every classroom has a child thinking of suicide today. Every classroom has a victim of child abuse. So what I've done is I have the Teenage and Young Adult Survival Handbook, which I wrote, which deals with all of those issues. Deals with bullying, suicide prevention, my living as a child of an alcoholic, self-esteem. I even have a section on surviving the holidays in a dysfunctional home. But again, how do you get the Teenage and Young Adult Survival Handbook into their hands? So those four books you just mentioned, those are my action novels. They're young adult books, again, for the four titles. Each four of them contain the Teenage Young Adult Survival Handbook. So it's kind of a book within a book. So the camouflage is the young person could be wanting to read a book. Some are science fiction. Some are action drama, some are fantasy adventure. All four books read like an action-packed movie they would see. They read like, you know, they're exciting. The characters, they're relatable because they're young adults like they are themselves. So now a camouflage it because the young person could be simply wanting to read one of the science fiction books. Or in reverse, if you've ever tried to help out a young person, usually they'll ask you, why are you giving this to me? I don't have a problem. But now, again, right. Because the Teenage and Young Adult Survival Handbook is hidden in it, it kind of – it leads to conflict. You know, it's a craft. Like a teacher can say, I'm doing a book report on it. I just want you to read these books. But you pray that while they're reading it, they read the nonfiction part and provokes them to get help.
It's kind of putting sneaking vegetables into like your cake mix. That's really awesome. What a great idea.
Pretty much.
Where did you
the things I write about.
Yeah.
My father was a violent alcoholic. I always say I was you heard of an A student? I was a Z student. I was the opposite of an A student. I was suicidal when I was 11 years old. I was a teacher's nightmare. But all these things, I lived the things I wrote about. And but I was able to turn around, and I basically, in the Teenage Young Survival Handbook, I put in how I did it. I literally went from a Z student to an A student. They made me, I always laugh, they put my picture up as student of the month. And I used to always say that would have been a dartboard in a teacher's faculty room only 2 years prior. So, again, I get my own experiences. So it's relatable. It's not preaching to them. It's, hey, how do I get through this and to give them hope?
I imagine that you have gotten a huge response from the kids and the families that you've helped.
Yeah, well, everybody loves the fact that, again, it's the book within the book idea. That's just a unique thing. Yeah, they love the handbook. They admit they never would have probably read it if it wasn't inserted in one of the fiction books. And by the way, the fiction book part of it is another problem because most young adults and teenagers feel there aren't a lot of books out there that they like. So these are very action-packed and very relatable books. So I kind of solved two problems with one book.
Right. And where can folks find your books?
Well, of course on Amazon, but the easiest way is to go to a website, which is www.powerpublishingcorp.com. That's, again, powerpublishingcorp.com, because they have deals on all four books. You can buy all four books now for less money because you and I are walking into a movie theater.
Wow, and that's really good because if you think about it, these books could change a child's life, and that's a pretty amazing thing. And as parents, sometimes we just don't know how to broach some of these subject matters. You know, maybe we're having a hard enough time dealing with a alcoholic spouse or a spouse who is verbally abusive to us, and we just really don't know how to react. So it's powerpublishingcorp.com. You'll find it on Mom Talk Radio. Thank you, Steve, so much for joining us today and spending some of your time. And congratulations on the success of your books.
Thank you.
And I want to remind you that you can find us every week here on Mom Talk Radio. During the week, if you'd like to connect with me, I'd love to hear from you. You can go to Twitter at Mom Talk Radio. You'll find us there. Love to hear from you. And again, as I close out the show, let's remember all of those troops that are serving outside of the United States and the volunteers, whether it's Peace Corps or others, Doctors Without Borders, because there are so many great Americans outside of the United States and serving us and our well-being of our flag. I'm Maria Bailey. We'll see you next week right here on Mom Talk Radio.